is about the man. This week's parasha, we learn about the man. Now, in the man, I don't know. I don't have a chumash in front of me, unfortunately. You'll find. You'll tell us. We learn about the man. The Jewish, they complained about the man. The misoininim. Okay, let me find you. I have you the pasuk over here. Okay, it's Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Dalet. Okay, everybody, please. Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Dalet Veho Asaf Suf Asher Bikibo Hisavu Tavo Vayeshu. The mixed multitude. What is Veho Asaf Suf? Some say it was the Erev Rav. Okay, there were some Jews in the camp that were not happy with the food. Nothing new, right? Nothing, the accommodations, the food in the desert was not sufficient. They had the man, okay? And what did they say? Oy, gewalt, zocharnu es hadogar. Remember we used to have sardines? Remember those days back in Egypt? They would throw us some sardines, some herring. Zocharnu es hadogar, that's why we have herring over here. Everyone should remember, zocharnu es hadogar, shanochem b'mashayim chinam. What was the maila? It was free. There's nothing like free food. It is so true. Es achinam, es hakishuim, the cucumbers, v'chulu, the atar now nafshenu yivesha. Our neshama is dry, ankle bilti el hamon einenu. This is the key word. The mon, I don't know, grammatically it doesn't seem to work out too well. We have to be a little bit more sophisticated in understanding the rules of grammar. Bilti el hamon einenu. Our eyes are to the mon, towards the mon. What does it mean exactly? It means what we look at. We see this mon every day. We look at the same thing again and again and again. In other words, what they wanted. I don't think anyone appreciates this. What I'm about to say is they wanted a subscription to Ami magazine to get the whisk insert. If you don't understand what I said, forget it. Ami magazine, they have an insert, sometimes a whole magazine by itself called Whisk, which is for the ladies, which is not for the men. Also, pictures of food, all different types of recipes, the cookbooks. What is Art School's biggest seller? What do they sell the most of? Cookbooks. Everyone knows Art School. I even know as a fact that there's one recent cookbook they had already 40,000. I don't know how this is. There's so many Jewish people. It could be 40,000 pre-orders on a particular cookbook. Is that possible? It doesn't make sense to me. Cookbooks are a very, very big thing. So Klal Yisrael over here, they were very disappointed every single day, even though the food, it tasted like whatever you possibly wanted, but it looked the same exact wafer for 40 years. What's the breakfast? Man. What does mon look like? A wafer. Again, breakfast, lunch, supper, breakfast, lunch, supper, snacks. The same exact thing. What do you mean? It could taste like the most delicious, delicious thing in the world. It doesn't matter. We cannot live with this. Bilti el hamon einenu. There is an element in eating food of seeing the food. I wonder what would be if you go, you ask a person, what would you rather have? You'd rather have mon, where every single day it looks exactly the same, but it tastes completely different depending upon what I have in mind, versus you have to do some social experiment, if it's shaykh or something, presenting a person the most lavish, delicious. Well, you know, you look in the magazines, the cookbook magazines, with these glorious pictures. Every day you serve them something different from another page of one of these celebrity magazines, but the food tastes exactly the same every single day. What would you prefer? Would Klal Yisrael have issued the same complaint had they had every single day been served an exotic presentation of food that look like something that is just incredible, but when they put their fork into it and put it into their mouth, it tasted identical every single meal, every single day. Would they have issued the same bitter complaint? I don't know. This pasuk says the problem of the man was, why they complained so bitterly, was bilti el haman einenu. Don't try to give us comfort that whatever we think is what it tastes like, whatever you'll we'll have these beautiful magazines with these beautiful pictures of delicious meals, and we'll have kavana, this is what I want it to taste like, and you take a bite, gesundheit, and you taste it delicious, but yet it's not enough. Why is it not enough? Because you have to have the pleasure of seeing the food. It's a psychological...
The trick is the senses.
Oh, exactly. This is probably, it's not fully understood, the depth, because you can't really do such a social experiment like this today, such an experiment. But to such a degree where the food, an extremely important portion of the pleasure of eating is not just what it tastes like, what it looks like. You have to be able to see it. Look, it's not for nothing that you go to a wedding today, you go to a simcha today. The way they set up, that's the presentation. And that I was told, I don't know if this is correct, but that is the main cost of a wedding, the expense of a caterer, is the labor. Labor is extremely expensive. Very. And what is the labor? The labor is to set up the tables and chairs, the tables, and to wait on people, to bring out the food, and to arrange all the food beautifully on those courses. It's a very, very big avoda, and it requires a lot of effort, a lot of skill, and people are paying at a wedding. It's an enormous amount of money. I know for example that at a place where I attend, they used to have a dinner, and they stopped having the dinner the way they had the dinner was a sit-down dinner where they come, they bring out all the food like you're all accustomed to by a wedding or by a dinner, and they have the same food in the same place. The only difference is buffet style. Serve yourself. All the food is there along the walls, and the tables are there, and oh, it's very nice and clean, and there's entertainment, but there is no one coming to serve you a plate of food. Whatever you like, go take yourself. There's all these delicious foods, but serve yourself. It saves the yeshiva a fortune. It's staggering how much money they save by not having a sit-down meal where the waiters come and they bring you the food on the plate, which mostly gets wasted because everyone comes late or leaves early, and I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't like this, I just want to eat this. So there's a lot of bal tashchis. And here you only take what you want, and you take as much as you want, and no one has to arrange it and to bring it to you and to clean up after you the same way. It saves a staggering amount of money. You'd be shocked how much money you can save by having an event where they don't have to arrange the food and set up the tables for you and to serve the food. They can wipe out half the staff, more than half the staff, is completely eliminated. However, it is the ambiance, the whole elegance of the event is a far cry from having it done the right way. It saves a lot of money. Okay, it saves an enormous amount of money, and you save a lot, you save food, there's no bal tashchis, but yet there's something missing. There's something missing in what you're trying to accomplish. You're trying to have to take hostages. Everyone should sit to show them videos and make speeches. When you have a sit-down meal and the food is being served to you, it creates an environment, an atmosphere where you pay more attention to a degree to the program than if you just come, chop yourself some food and sit down, and they try to tell you something, they try to encourage you to give money, they try to make an impression upon you that the money that you do give is very well spent, we're doing here something very important, that's very unique, you're missing something. And all of that is nichlal in what it says over here. Bilti el haman einenu. You can have the best food, the best food, if it's not presented in a way that is appealing and is dignified and is choshuv, you're missing everything.
They use it just as a material to make some kind of
bread. Right.
But they didn't see anything when they looked at it, it just looked like porridge. It didn't look like a steak. It tasted like a steak. But it didn't, that's what it is. Chazal say this over and over. Bilti alamon inenu. It didn't have the tzura. This is in a very raw form. Very raw form.
That's why I explained it in Tier Amar and Lenu is a different way. Every morning they expect it, and from its appeal, when is it going to come?
Okay, that's another concept. That's
it.
Okay, you're saying another shot. You're saying a very nice idea, but it's a different mahalach. You're right, it's a different mahalach.
It was a very embarrassing article in the newspaper on Saturday. They said they had a wine tasting.
Yeah.
From great wine tasters, and they were evaluating the greatness of certain wines, and they gave their critique, and they say that this was the winner, the gold medal. It was a blind taste test where they took off the labels, and the winner was this wine, a very fancy French wine. They gave it the gold medal, and then they told them, this wine, they relabeled it. It was a Tuda, and they explained all the godless of it, how they had this kind of flavor, and the little nuances. The way they described it as the winner, why it won, it was a $2.19 supermarket brand of wine. And they said everybody was it was very embarrassing.
Because it was packaged.
They presented it as a very expensive French wine.
And made believe it was just a show,
and
just a joke.
They said, "Ha! This is the label."
Well, they didn't have kind of sores. They didn't have kind of sores to really test the wine. All right, everyone appreciates the case of the Mar. Everybody, side by side, the case of the Mon is on the most raw, basic level. You have a wafer. You have absolutely no appeal of what it looks like. But yet every single day you could have whatever you want, every machshava you want, you can inject into the food and it will taste the way you want it to taste. Now, that is a very raw beer. But the truth is, the example that I just gave you is just another example of this, of the man, where you can have an event, if you have a shul, you have a yeshiva, a wedding, you can save a lot of money, you have a wedding, and instead of having a sit-down meal, so you have, people should just take, I really think that's what they should do personally. It would be so much cheaper and make a lot of people a lot happier in many different ways, but it's not the same. It's not the same. Weddings say, I totally get out of hand. But in general, it is an ambiance. There's a chashivos of the way the food is presented. Not just what it looks like, but how it's presented on the plate and how it is presented to you, the waiter service, the way the food is brought out. Right, not sir. Just go, oh, there's a big, an aluminum tin pot on some type of makeshift warmer, and just go take some plastic spoons and go take whatever you want. The most expensive, delicious food. Yeah, it's delicious. I personally like it very, very much. That's how I like it. But yet, there is no tzura. There is no surah of the way you present food. It takes away. You can say the same thing with davening. Now you go to a real shul. Rabbi said, please. You go to a real shul. They have one minyan, and that's it. You come early. People come a half an hour early. They come 45 minutes early, an hour early, and they learn, they prepare, they say korbanos, and they daven slowly. And then when davening is over, people finish up. They say more tefillos. There's a surah of tefillah. And then you can go to a minion factory, where if you come 2 minutes early, excuse me, get out of here, you're in my way. We're still davening mincha here. The minion's not over, everything is klak, bidiyok. And everyone is wearing a coat. You're wearing a coat. You don't bother taking off your coat. You're wearing a coat still, and everyone is dressed in clothing. And people are going around, tzedoko tatzil mimoves. Everyone is putting a pushka in front of you, and every inch is donated. And if you want to get an aliyah, shake you over some money. If it's too hot in the shul, you got to put in a quarter for the air conditioner to go on. There is zero, zero, zero tzura of tzvila. Zero. In my personal opinion, I'm a total das yachid, this place should be condemned. I personally believe that. This is no way, no way in the world.
I was never in such a place.
Yes, you were.
Oh, yeah? There is no way in the world, in my worthless opinion, which anyway, is that this is what Chazal have in mind, Hayidat. Zero tefillah requires presentation. Not just hachana. Forget about hachana. There is bilti el haman einenu. Just like when it comes to food. Ain't a doime. So many minyan. What a kiddush Hashem. We have minyanim here around the clock, 24/7. So much food. So much delicious food. Do you know how many times you say, Yehei Shmei Rabba, Amen, Amen, Amen? Just like, you know how much food we have here? You go to a wedding, the most exotic food. Every type of steak, every type of... Very good. But if they put the food along the wall and have everyone come and stick in their own plastic fork and go and take out the food, yeah, there's a lot of food. Very delicious. There's no ambience. It's disgusting, a Shabbos meal. You know it also. This is not a way to eat. It's what are we, animals? The same way... I know all about Marina Del Rey. I know where the onion rings are. I know where to go. I'm the first one there. Don't worry. When I have a wedding in Marina Del Rey, don't worry. It's a Yom Tov. I'm there to pack it away. Don't worry. It's preaching to the choir. But let's be realistic. Is that there is something, an element that the man that's presented in the Torah called Bilti El Haman Einenu is this, Klal Yisrael complained to Hashem, you tortured us. Va-ye-an-e-cha. You afflicted us. How dare you say that word? I gave you whatever you possibly wanted every single day for 40 years. You can say to Hashem, va-ye-an-e-cha, va-ye-an-e-cha, that you starved us. The answer is there's more to food than just the food. There is the presentation. There is a satisfaction. There is a dignity that goes along with the way you are presented with food, the way you eat food, the way you deal with food. There's a dignity. That's the way it is. And the same way that's true when it comes to food, it comes to daven, it comes to everything in life. There is a tzur. When you go to a restaurant, you pay for a cup of water, $30. Why? It's not the water, it's the ambiance. And it's true. It's true. You create an environment. You create a setting. A nice, clean table. Someone comes to you, speaks to you politely, what would you like? They serve you. They're kind to you. They're gentle to you. That's right. The way you present food, bilti el haman, it's not for nothing that Klal Yisrael said, that it said, that Hashem, vaya'anecha, vaya'arivecha, vaya'chilcha, saman, asher lo yedata, v'lo yeduna v'osecha. You know what does it mean? Asher lo yodun avosecha. Avraham. Did Avraham serve the Malachim like this? Is this the way Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Klal Yisrael, you fasted. Asher lo yodata. V'lo yodun avosecha. Before we get to asher lo yodata, look at Avraham and your forefathers. They didn't know from this. What do you mean? Avraham had tongue. He served the Malachi Hashareis. Tongue. So Avraham had delicious food also. Yeah, but when Avraham served tongue, Avraham was the waiter. He sat down to Malachim. It had an aroma. He served them real food. It looked like tongue. It didn't just taste like tongue. It looked like tongue. You saw what you were getting. The way Avraham served the Malachim, it was the fanciest restaurant in the world. Same thing. Moshe was the waiter to Yisrael. They all came out to greet. Asher lo yodun avosecha. This mahalich of giving you food like this, everyone go out into the field, buffet style, and pick up some wafers. Yeah, no one was your waiter. No one served you. You had to take it with self-service. And number two, even though it was delicious, what did it look like? It looked like stale matzah every single day. This is not the way your forefathers served and ate food. There was dignity. Okay, so this was, it was a nisoyon. Indeed, this was indeed a nisoyon. And this has halachic relevance. Where am I getting to? Medrash Pliya. What does the Medrash Pliya say? It says, the Chidah b'sifrei the Chidah, maybe Medrash Pliya. Anyone have a Medrash Pliya? Rabbi Chol is into all the Midrashim. Medrash Pliya, which means a Medrash that connects two things that have nothing in common. And it says, Shekosav, Zocharnu es hadogah. When the Jewish people were tired of the man, again, they said, Zocharnu, remember es hadogah. Mikan, here's our topic, Shemadlikin Nerois Shabbos. From here we learn that when it comes Shabbos Kodesh, there's a mitzvah Chazal would institute, Tzimukar. Where does it come from? That Chazal were masakin, that Lel Shabbos, he should light Nero Shabbos. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedoshanu B'mitzvos V'Tzvanu L'Halik Ner Shel Shabbos. Ner Shel Yom Tov. Ner Shel Yom HaZikaron. Where does it come, the mitzvah, the Chazal were masakin, the mitzvah? It comes from this week's parsha. Zocharnu es hadogah asher noichal b'mitzrayim chinam. If you come Friday night from home, and this is before America, no electricity, and it's dark, and you spend the entire Friday preparing the best food possible, the most exotic meats and things that you can possibly can eat, and it comes time for the su'uda, and it's pitch black dark, and you eat the food in the dark, it tastes delicious. You're going to come to say, you know, Shabbos is not my day. I don't care for Shabbos. Zocharnu es hadogah. I'm much better time going to rather go to a baseball game on a Sunday afternoon and eating some verstunkene Frankfurters. which Frankfurter is the biggest poison in the world. Okay, you should never eat a Frankfurter. It is poison. Okay. I agree with you, Shnobar, but not too often. Only in Lag BaOmer. Okay. I'll take you where I go, Lag BaOmer, where they serve Lag BaOmer. Okay. So this is.
If you see deli being made, you same thing.
It's true.
I can tell you.
It's true. It's all true. So here's the thing. Zocharnu Leil Shabbos is a mitzvah to light neros, and the purpose of the neros is. See, it's not just, this is an amazing thing, it's not just, okay, so you should see what you eat. That's much too dull. When you light Ner Shabbos, Chazal are giving you instructions, elegance. Friday night, elegance. You know, they make this joke. Everything is a joke, you know, it's a joke, but it's not a joke. Oh, does the family use a shidduch resume? We need to know if the boy or the girl's family Friday at Shabbos, do they use plastic or they use a china? Do they use, okay, so okay, I use plastic, sorry about that. So maybe you should think to, I use plastic. Okay, I know it's a little bit, but when Chazal said, Zochanu es hadogah, you know what they're telling you? Don't use plastic. That's not the way of a Suda Shabbos. A Suda Shabbos is presentation. It's taking you, the Medrash Pliya is telling you, the Mekor for lighting candles Friday night is Zocharnu es Hadogah. So in the Welt, you know, we don't even think, yeah, you should see what you're eating, because if you're in the pitch black dark and you go and you chew on some delicious meat, it's not the same. All right, so very good. So we have some electricity, we see what we're eating. That's not what Chazal is saying. That's not even a starting point. They're telling you the way you look at the meal, the ambiance, the elegance, that is Shabbos. The narrowness of Shabbos is just a trigger to appreciate that when you have a Suda Shabbos, it's not just the food to get it over with and to consume and to be happy. Dignity, chashivas. There is an element of, oh, this is a beautiful Suda Shabbos. You know, people, they make fun of people who go on, they go to hotels for Pesach or they go to a convention. There's a convention literally every single week. There are multiple conventions. Oh, this is for the rich man. This is a rich man's activity, to go to these fancy conventions. You know something? I'll tell you something. I went to some of these conventions, few and far in between. The meals are the most dignified meals I've ever seen. Everyone has to come there dressed. You don't have a choice. You can't come in your pajamas. You have to come dressed by Kovadik. And the table is set exquisitely. The caterer, you know, the caterer is on trial. No one's going to take him for a job anymore. If the caterer... Every convention, anywhere you go, wherever you go to any hotel you go to, and everyone has to come dressed, and everyone has to behave themselves. That's the hardest thing for me to eat out. I can't behave myself for an hour. I have to go, and I have to eat out by someone's side. I have to sit down and say, please, and use utensils, be very careful, be polite. It's torture to behave yourself for a prolonged period of time. But the truth is, that's Shabbos. That's...
What happened? That's what I'm a little bit confused. The life that we had was from...
I can't hear.
God gave us the life?
No, we're not... God gave us... It doesn't say what... There they had the Amud... They didn't have Neros Shabbos in the Midbar. Not that we know of. In the Midbar, they had the Amud Esh. However, Chazal, there's a Medrash Pliya. And the Medrash Pliya says, the reason why... This is a Gemara. The reason why why do we light Neros Shabbos? There are many reasons. One is Shalom Bayis. You shouldn't fall on the floor and get upset. Another reason is you do an action L'chvoid Shabbos. We once spent a lot of time learning the halachas of lighting Neros on Shabbos. L'chvoid Shabbos, K'void Shabbos. And there's another reason. There's another time. You should see the food. I think there are only three reasons, if I'm not mistaken. You shouldn't get hurt. Shalom bayis. Don't grope in the darkness on a long Friday night. It's inevitable. You're going to hurt yourself and you're going to take it out on your spouse. So in order not to get upset and get angry and get hurt, make sure there is some illumination. That's one time. The other time is just, Rav Moshe focus on this other time, is you have to do a maisa Erev Shabbos, in acknowledgement that Shabbos is coming. And what you do is you light a candle. And according to Rav Moshe, b'di'eved, b'di'eved, if the place where you're lighting the candle is the place where you're not going to be eating, b'di'eved, it's not a bracha levatala. Because one of the ikarei tamim of why you light a ner Shabbos is to do an maisa l'chvoid Shabbos. So if you're lighting your neros in your home, the circumstances are such, you're eating out, and you're not going to, and when you get home later on in the evening, the Neros Shabbos are already going to be out. You're not going to be nene from the Neros, not when you eat and not when you return. And really, in that case, l'chatchil, you should really light the Neros where you're eating, there's a whole halachic sugya. But b'di'eved, if none of that is possible, you should still light, and it's not a bracha levatala, because one of the ta'amim of why you light a Neros Shabbos is to do a maisa Erev Shabbos, to acknowledge Shabbos is coming. I want to do this L'chvoid Shabbos. Just like people go to Rashbi and they light a ner. What's this all about, lighting a ner? It's not a ner neshama. What are they doing when they go to Rashbi to light a ner? I don't know what they're doing. They're doing L'chvoid Rashbi. You light a ner. It's a ner neshama, not so pasha that it's a ner neshama. It's not necessarily a ner neshama. It's not necessarily his yahrzeit that day either. You light a ner L'chvoid. L'chvoid a maisa, an honor that comes from Shabbos. You do a maisa of lighting a ner l'chvoid Shabbos. Then there's another reason why you light a ner, and that is that you should see what you are eating. Where does that come from? The Medrash Pliya says it comes from this week's parasha, Zocharnu es hadoga, the tsar that the Jewish people had in the desert of the Mon, even though it was exotic. They would make a very deep, profound statement. We would prefer to eat verstunkene sardines that we can see than eat a wafer that tastes like
Sudha Shloimei B'Shaitai. We have to think, what does God have in mind that he's presenting
He would, okay, that's another sugya. That's another sugya of what was the musar. What was Hashem trying to accomplish in the 40 years by bedafka, not letting us see what the food looks like? Hashem was obviously, the pasuk says explicitly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu afflicted us 40 years in the desert. Vayye'anecha, vayariverka. Hashem is vayariverka or vayariverka? I always forget. Vayariverka? I think vayariverka. With a chaf, now with a chaf. Vayariverka, with a dot, without the dot, without the dot. Roughly, I don't remember. Vayarivecho, vayyanecho is a shvano, vayshvanun, vayyanecho, vayarivecho. Hashem afflicted you, and He caused you to be hungry. What are you talking about? We had food. It wasn't a day when there wasn't delicious food available. We could not see what it looked like. Chazal said that a suma is never satisfied. A suma is never satisfied because it doesn't see what it eats. I wonder, I have no idea if there's any truth to this, to talk about a dog. Chazal said that dogs, a kelev, is never satisfied. Never. I wonder, is there any relationship to the fact that dogs are never satisfied to the eyesight of a dog? I don't know anything about this. Do dogs have good eyesight?
Smell,
I do not know. There's something, is there, the Chazal say, seeing the food is half of the satisfaction of eating the food. And if you can't see the food, then you're not going to be satisfied. That's not just a very, one, two, three, okay, I see it, I'm satisfied. That is a trigger to explain that the satisfaction in eating is the presentation. It's not enough that there's a multi-billion-dollar industry in learning how to present French fries. The way you present food is very significant. The ambiance, the way the table is set. Are the plates square? Are they triangular? Are they circular? Or some other thing that they invented? And how do they put the food on? There's something to it. There's a certain satisfaction. This is not a joke. This is the real stuff. You go to a Suda, it's kedai to go once to a convention to see what a Suda Shabbos should really be. I can't set up a Suda. I go to a convention, the way they set up a table, I can't do that at home. Not in a million years. To go set up, I don't have the kayak for this, money for this time. They go, it's set up. It's presented with flowers and the way it's beautiful. And everyone, they come there, it's choshev. It's choshev, you can't say it's not. Where does that come from? Does the kiyum of hadlokas ner Shabbos. This is an outgrowth of ner Shabbos. To see doesn't just mean to see, it means the presentation should be pleasurable. Okay, now let's go to some halacha. Beautiful chiddush over here from Rabbi Ben Zion Felder. Everyone knows this halacha. The halacha is, what happens if a person cannot afford yayin and ner Shabbos? Okay, a person's on a budget, and it's now Friday, it's coming, Shabbos is coming, and he only has enough money to buy either a ner Shabbos, to light a candle, l'chavoyt Shabbos, and to make the bracha of l'halik ner shel Shabbos, or to buy yayin for a kiddush. So everyone in first grade knows the halacha, ner Shabbos is odif. The person has a choice between ner Shabbos and yayin l'kiddush, better buy the ner Shabbos and do away with the yayin, so you don't have kiddush. Why? Shalom bayis. Shalom bayis. The Gemara says shalom bayis. Because if you're not going to have an Ner Shabbos, it's dark, you're going to trip, you're going to get hurt, and you're going to let it out on your spouse. It's more important there should be shalom bayis than Hashem being happy that you made a kiddush al hayayin. That's the halacha. Excellent fun. Now, here comes the question. When the Gemara talks about Ner Shabbos, the Gemara says the shalom bayis. And then the Gemara introduces another reason, as we mentioned. There's another reason why. This is the Gemara. The Gemara says, why else do we light Ner Shabbos? The Gemara says, you should see the food. Okay, you should be able, where is the Gemara? Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos is Choyva. V'lechem u'b'psikta zutrasi. It's not a Gemara, it's a psikta. Psikta is like a medrash halacha. U'b'psikta zutrasi, zutrasa, b'parashas b'shalach, the parish of Saman, Kasav Mefurish, Allah Pasik, V'lechem ba'boiker l'sboya. Okay, this, they went out, they took the shatam sheyort hamon lechem ba'boiker k'dei sheyire esamachal v'yisvam mimenu. Another elaboration upon the same exact theme, and that is the reason why did the man fall in the morning? Why didn't the man fall at night? So you'll tell me, because at night it was dark, you have to go out, you couldn't see it. Okay, that's not what it says over here. The reason why the man fell in the morning is that they can clearly see the food they're picking up. If the man would fall in the evening, even if there was enough illumination, some you know, lighting in the background, it would not be fully satisfying because it's dark. You don't fully see what you're getting. In the morning, you can fully take in the food that you are collecting, and that gave them satisfaction. This is what it says in the Psikta Zutrasi. It says, V'lechem ba'boiker lo soiva, aviyu she'atam she'yorad lohem lechem ba'boiker, hu k'dei she'yire es ha'machal v'yisva mimenu v'chosav she'mitam zeh. And the Psikta goes on and says, that's another reason why she'tzoich lahadlik neiros l'shabbos she'yuchal l'sboya misu de shabbos v'chosav. So along comes the Psikta Zutrasa and says an awesome chiddush. The reason why we light Ner Shabbos is to be mekayim what it says about the man, v'lechem baboiker lisboya. They collected the lechem in the morning. Bedafka in the morning, Hashem sent the man in the morning, and they collected in the morning, so they should see it, because by seeing it is what gave them sevia, satisfaction. Memela, when you come Friday night and you eat, if you're not going to see what you're eating, you're going to be lacking satisfaction. And we all know we have lechem mishnah. Lechem mishnah is connected to the man, so in order that it should be like it's boker, you must light ner Shabbos. Along comes the mefarshim, it's a question. Why do you need, it's a beautiful lamdusha question. I never would think of this question in a million years, this question. Let me get it clear. I got to make sure I say this correctly. Okay, that's one reason. Then the Gemara comes along and says another reason, Shalom Bayis. That's talk of the Gemara. The Gemara says the reason why we have Ner Shabbos is because of Shalom Bayis. You should not slip and fall. That is in the Gemara. Where is that in the Gemara? Okay. Shalom Bayis. Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel. Amar Rava. Pshitili. If you only can afford to buy one of them, not the other, ki ner beisoy, ner beisoy, v'kishayom, ner beisoy odif, mishum shaloim beisoy. That's the halach. So what do you see from this over here? The Merim goes to Pasek. V'tiznach mishaloim nafshi, zu hadlokas ner b'shabbos. To put then, shabnei beisoy mitzta'arin leishev b'choshech. Uvehemshech haGemara perish Rashi makom she'ein boi ner, ein shalom shehoylech v'nichshal bo'afela. Shabbos daf chaf hey amid beis. The reason why you light ner Shabbos shalom bayis. Why not every day? No, because you can light candles. You can light. You can make ish whenever you want every single day. Shabbos you can't light Friday night because it's chil Shabbos. So you have to light Erev Shabbos, you mechuyv to light a ner Erev Shabbos, and make sure that it lights into the night, so that at night you'll be able to see. Every single day of the year you can light whenever it's dark. So just strike a match. But Friday night you can't strike a match, so you have a mitzvah to light neres before. So here's the question. The question is, if we have a Psikta Zutrasi that says that the reason why you have to have, you have to see the food. Because if you don't see the food, that's now called a su'uda. Now, there's a halacha called Ein Kiddush Ela b'mokoyim su'udus. Beautiful lomdusha question. Ein kiddush ella b'mokoyim su'uda. Mark, if you make kiddush, especially Friday night, and you make the special bracha, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvaysa v'rasavanu, v'shabas kodesho b'yavav v'ratzonim chilanu, zikaroyim l'masei v'reishis, and then you drink the wine, and then you decide, you know what, I'm not hungry. I don't want to eat tonight. No bread, no matzah, nothing. Go to sleep. Did you just make a bracha levatola on kiddush? L'chor, you did. If you say baruch atah Hashem, what?
How much bread did you eat?
Nothing. Here's the question. I say baruch atah Hashem, baruch priya gofen, and then I make, that's not a bracha levatola because I made a baruch priya gofen, and then I recite the whole bracha of kiddush. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvaysa V'Ratzavanu V'Shabbas Kodesho. I recite the entire Kiddush. And then I drink the wine. And then I say, ah, you know what? I'm on a diet. We're not eating anything tonight. I'm going to sleep.
Without washing.
No washing.
Did
you drink a shear of a Revi'is? No, you just drank one Revi'is. One Revi'is for the Bari Priya, for the Kiddush. You drank one Revi'is for the Kiddush. You just made a bracha levatol. Because ein Kiddush ela b'mokoyim suda. If there's no suda, then the Kiddush is invalid. Now, when it comes to Shabbos morning, anyway, you're not making any special bracha. All you're making is a bari priya gofen. So Shabbos morning, there's no bracha levatol. But Friday night, when you make a special bracha for Kiddush, and there is a principle, ein Kiddush ela b'mokoyim su'uda, if you don't have the su'uda, it is not a Kiddush. So your Kiddush that you make Friday night depends on you washing and eating bread, having a meal. L'may nafkamina, if a person is not eating Friday night, he does not make Kiddush Friday night. When does he make Kiddush? Shabbos day. If a person, for whatever reason, does not have Kiddush Friday night, he makes the regular, the bracha of Kiddush Shabbos day. I saw that. That happens sometimes. When people, they just don't feel well, they do not have Kiddush Friday night, they don't eat anything at night, they go to sleep, and the next day, when they make Kiddush during the day, they have to make the Kiddush that they would recite, that they did not recite at night. And in fact, I once davened a Russian minyan on Rosh Hashanah. Russians, all Balei, all people that are not, most of them probably were not even observant, some of them were, some were not. And the assumption is, and they all know what their davening was? They davened Shachris. They davened Shachris. It was beautiful. It was one of the nicest minyanim I ever went to my whole life. It was Rosh Hashanah morning. They davened with adults, mature adults, many of them were in their 70s, the same way you daven in kindergarten. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Nosan Lasachvi. And Ashrei, they sang Ashrei, they mamish daven like you were in kindergarten. 70-year-olds. Rachmana Litzlan, people had no Yiddishkeit. They daven with these adults. Mamish, like you were in first grade. Whatever. And then, what do? They daven the whole whatever. They davened, then they leaned. And after laning, they immediately blew shofar, immediately, 30 koilos, and that was it. And then they made kiddush. Which kiddush? The kiddush you make at night. Because no one there in the room heard kiddush last night. These people, they were not religious. So for them, this was the kiddush, because last night, they didn't make kiddush last night. So they davened an abbreviated version of Shachris, and they lay 30 koilos. That's enough. 30 koilos. And it was a whole show, a whole ceremony. And then Kiddush, food. Kiddush. And they made the Kiddush, and I heard the rabbi make Kiddush. What in the world is he doing? He's making the night Kiddush. Yeah, that's right. Because no one here heard Kiddush. So he made the Kiddush, and then they had a delicious meal, and they all went home. And we had to stick around to daven Musaf. And then we daven, we had the musaf just for the team who, you know, the supervisors who were, you know, part of the part of the
waiters.
The way, right, exactly. In any event, Friday night, he's supposed to make a special bracha. And that bracha is Kiddush B'Makayim Suda. If there is no Suda, then the bracha you made last night was a Kiddush Sheloi B'Makayim Suda, and was thus a bracha Levatola. Now here's this incredible question. Friday night, I cannot afford, how'd you get in? Oh, you try, you gotta start. There's only one exit. Only one way out. When you go here, if you come this way, watch your step over here. I saw someone today almost trip on the wire here. You come over here, there's a wire here on the floor. This black and yellow thing over here. Watch the wire. The door is locked over there. Now, here's the question: if you only can afford wine or ner, what do you do first? Well, very simple. I don't need a Gemara to tell me Shalom Bayis. Why do you light a ner Shabbos? To see the food. If you don't see the food, that it's not called a halachic seuda. Rabbi Felder is suggesting, it's not only him, is when Chazal tell you have to eat, you need a seuda on Shabbos, the definition of eating is seeing the food. If you don't see the food, you know what that's called? That's called inui. That's what you do in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is v'inisim es nafshay seichen. If you eat a meal Friday night in the dark, pitch black dark, nothing, pitch black dark, and you eat a whole meal and you have not seen what you're eating, that in the world of halacha is not called a seuda. You may be full, may have gained 10 pounds, and it may be delicious, but if I did not see what I ate in the olam shel halacha, this is not a seuda. If this was not a seuda, when you made kiddush, it was a bracha levatala. Because it was a kiddush b'makoim she'ein halachik seuda. You may have...
What's the proof of that? It says, man, basar ba'erev le'chol, u'belechem ba'boker...
L'sboya, satisfaction. Couldn't see. Unless you look...
Even if they have meat.
If you don't see what you're eating, that's not in the world of halacha. So that means your kiddush was a bracha levatala. Mark, therefore... If you only can afford, a person can only afford a ner or yayin shel kiddush. I don't need any lundus. Of course I have a ner. Of course I have a ner. At least I have a shalom bayis. Because at least I have something. Because if I take that money and I buy yayin, I have nothing. I can't even make kiddush. What's the purpose of buying the yayin? I'm going to buy the yayin, I'm going to make a bar priya gof, and then what? And then make the brach of kiddush? I can't. The kiddush is a bracha levatala because I'm not going to be able to see the food that I'm eating. From the Gemara, it's mashma. It's a sofek hashokel. Either you can score credit in Shemayim. No, there's always this malach in Shemayim. You ever see this malach in Shemayim? He has a scorecard. He's writing everything that you do. he's checking off. You ever meet him? Mayor. Can't you see Mayor standing on top of you with a scorecard? Okay, let's watch this guy come home from shul. Let's see if he makes kiddush. And the malach sits there with his card. Yeah, he made kiddush, but he didn't. He mumbled a couple of words. We'll give him a C. There's a scorecard, right? So you want to get an A for making kiddush. But what's the expense? You're going to get into a fight with your wife. Better on your scorecard, it shouldn't have any grade for kiddush, and there shouldn't be a negative mark for a shalom bayis. Oh, wait a minute. Ridiculous. If I take that money and I buy that buy yayin, there's not going to be a check mark for kiddush. You know why there's no check mark for kiddush? You're not allowed to make kiddush. Because you're only allowed to make kiddush if you can have a seuda. I'm not going to have a seuda. What do you mean I'm not going to have a seuda? I have a ton of food in the kitchen. Can you see the food? I can't see anything. It's pitch black dark. That is not in the world of halacha called a seuda. If that is not called a seuda, you're not allowed to make kiddush because it's a kiddush, a bracha levatala. It's a kiddush, b'makom she'ein seuda. So you have no choice but to take the money and use the money to buy a Ner Shel Shabbos. There's no alternative. That's another question.
Cover your eyes. Finish.
What?
Cover your eyes. It's not a suit.
What?
It's nothing.
Then you're not yoitze the mitzvah altogether.
No, I'm saying when you're not.
What? I don't know. Where are you talking? I don't understand.
You have to eat. Cover your eyes.
No, they're still called a ma'is achila. It's not a seuda. It's an achila. On Yom Kippur, it is also to eat. Shabbos, you don't have to eat. The mitzvah is not to eat. Mitzvah is to have a seuda. A su'udah means wear your tuxedo and don't use plastic spoons. It means a su'udah, the real deal. There's no mitzvah to eat on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to have a su'udah. To make kiddush, you need to have a su'udah. If you can't see what you're going to eat, that's not called a su'udah. Then that's not a su'udah. You can't make the brach on kiddush. So it's a no-brainer. So he says a shocking answer. Shocking answer. You know what he says? You're right, it's a big problem. When Chazal have this dilemma, and it's a Sofek HaShokel, they mean to say you should eat your, make an early Shabbos. This is an afkamina of the Zanazeh. So in other words, you make an early Shabbos.
After Plag Mincha.
Here's the dilemma. Making a Suda, I can't afford to have both Yayin and Lechem. A Yayin and Ner. So you know what? This is my options. I can have a Ner that will take me all the way into the late night and I won't get into any fights at all. Or how am I going to have my meal? But if I do that, I'm not going to have Yayin Lekiddush. I'm going to have to eat my meal in the dark. I won't have a meal. I won't have a Halachic Suda, period. I'm going to be eating in the dark. There's no su'udah. Or what can you do? Or I can make kiddush. Or what could I do? I could make kiddush on Yayin. And I'll eat my meal before sunset. Before it gets dark. Make an early Shabbos. So I'm going to be eating before Tzeis HaKoychavim, don't forget the Silver Kriya Shema. I'm going to be eating before Tzeis HaKoychavim. So I'm going to see what I'm eating. If you're going to see the sun is still out, it's still light outside, I can see what I am eating. That now is called a Su'uda. And my Su'uda will be accompanied by Yayin. It will be Kiddush. Bimakoim Su'uda. What's the trade-off? The trade-off is when it gets to Tzeis HaKoychavim, we're gonna have a battle here. We're gonna get into a bad mood. We're gonna trip, we're gonna fight. That's the trade-off. But the solution is not to eat in the dark. That's never a Havamina. Because you have an option of eating the Su'uda before it gets dark. Now go fast forward to the 21st century. It's amazing how halacha, this changes halacha. Because today, as long as there's electricity or whatever lighting you have, the LEDs, whatever you have, it's definitely not begeder ner Shabbos. Okay, can you make a bracha on turning on LEDs? No, you can't. You can't make a bracha on turning on. No one will tell you can make a bracha on turning on. It's better than nothing. But it's not called ner Shabbos. But LEDs are certainly in the geder of A su'uda. It's not Ner Shabbos is not begeder. The Shalom Bayis. Today you'll be able to have your su'uda. This dilemma can come about even when it's dark outside, because if you have an alternative form of lighting, so then it's still called a su'uda. And if you have the yayin, it's going to be kiddush. But you're going to be missing the Ner Shabbos, which represents Shalom Bayis. So you'll tell me, but today there's no issue of Shalom Bayis with the Ner either, because the Ner Bizman Azeh is not what's really preventing, it's not really providing Shalom Bayis, because today we have electricity. Yeah, it's a good kasha. I don't know how to to take that off. Because this is like you have these type of shilas and halacha. Today, let's say a person comes to a rabbi today and he says, "Rabbi, I'm down to my last dollar. Should I go buy some grape juice or should I buy a ner Shabbos?" So the rabbi should give him a couple of bucks.
Anyway,
but let's say the rabbi also alludes to it. Say, so what you say is, are you going to have a shalom bias problem? Is it pitch black dark? No, even though we don't have an electricity in the house, but outside there's a public light pole outside, there's lights outside, and there's enough light that comes into the window that we're not going to fall on the floor. So what would the halacha be? I don't know. The Gemara doesn't talk about that. The Gemara only talks about where it's going to be, where you lighting the ner is you are the one that's going to prevent the ner, the shalom bias problem. I don't know how it plays out today. Okay, that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to say these two things. But this idea to appreciate that the ner Shabbos is not, this to me is very chavis. The ner Shabbos is not, ambiance. Everyone says, today, what is the, you can see the food. You go into a restaurant, it's dark, and there's little tea lights. Amen. No. The ner Shabbos represents a very powerful concept, presentation. Presentation. The su'uda is not just the food. It is the presentation of the su'uda. That counts. That is true kavod Shabbos. It's not obviously practical for the average person. The average person cannot have every Friday night a gourmet meal on china and at candlelight. Okay, let's not be ridiculous. It's not a practical thing that the average person can do. But obviously, when you do go to an event, you go to a simcha, and they set up a beautiful, that's a very choshuva thing. That's the real Ner Shabbos. That's the real deal. They say, where's the Ner Shabbos? You know, people who go, you go to a hotel. You go to a hotel, and it's a very big problem. In a hotel, if they like you, you light in the room, they'll throw you out of the hotel. Sakonis nefashis. If you go downstairs, they don't like you light in the dining room. They have to light in the lobby. Oh, but you're not having enough from the neros. It's a very big problem. It's a very big halachic problem, is where the ner Shabbos that you're lighting is not by the table, it's not in your room, it's somewhere in the lobby, and this goes on Maisim b'chol yom. What Rav Moshe says, it's okay, you're doing a Maisim l'chvoy Shabbos. New people have some solutions to this here and there, but you know what the real truth is? In the spirit of the law, is never enough. You have to do the halacha l'maisa. But in the spirit of the law, the beautiful meal that they have, that's the real Ner Shabbos. Because the purpose of the Ner Shabbos is presentation. It counts for a lot. And then this lamda shechakira of only can afford one, what do? Beautiful kasha. It's not a suda. Bracha levatala. Teretz is, there are ways to see the food without Ner Shabbos. And what are the, pasha, you have the suda early in the day. All right, everybody, so have a wonderful day. Mr. Shinema, I'm going to call this person.